Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. Androcles and the Lion. In Rome, there was once a poor slave whose name was Androcles. His master was a cruel man, and so unkind to him that at last Androcles ran away. He hid himself in a wild wood for many days, but there was no food to be found, and he grew so weak and sick that he thought he should die. So one day he crept into a cave and lay down, and soon he was fast asleep. After a while, a great noise woke him up. A lion had come into the cave and was roaring loudly. Androcles was very much afraid, so he felt sure that the beast would kill him. Soon, however, he saw that the lion was not angry, but that he limped as though his foot hurt him. Then Androcles grew so bold that he took hold of the lion's lame paw to see what was the matter. The lion still stood quiet still and rubbed his head against the man's shoulder. He seemed to say, "I know that you will help me." Androcles lifted the paw from the ground and saw that it was a long, sharp thorn which hurt the lion so much. He took the end of the thorn in his finger, then he gave a stone quick pull, and out it came. The lion was full of joy. He jumped about like a dog and licked the hands and feet of his new friend. Androcles was not at all afraid after this, and when night came, he and the lion lay down and slept side by side. For a long time, the lion brought food to Androcles every day. And the two became such good friends that Androcles found his new friend, his new life, a very happy one. One day, some soldiers who were passing through the wood found Androcles in the cave. They knew who he was and so took him back to Rome. It was the law at that time that every slave who ran away from his master should be made to fight a hungry lion. So a fierce lion was shut up for a while without food, and a time was set for the fight. When the day came, thousands of people crowded to see the sport. They went to such places at the time very much as people nowadays go to see a circus show or a game of baseball. The door opened. The poor Androcles was brought in. He was almost dead with fear, for the roars of lion could already be heard. He looked up and saw that there was no pity in the thousands of faces around him. Then the hungry lion rushed in. With a single bound, he reached the poor slave. Androcles gave a great cry, not of fear, but of gladness. It was his old friend, the lion of the cave. The people who had expected to see the man killed by the lion were filled with wonder. They saw Androcles put his arms around the lion's neck. They saw the lion lie down at his feet and lick them lovingly. They saw the great beast rub his head against the slave's face as though he wanted to be petted. They could not understand what it all meant. After a while, they asked Androcles to tell them about it. So he stood up before them and with his arm around the lion's neck, told how he and the beast have lived together in the cave. "I am a man," he said, "but no man has ever befriended me. This poor lion alone has been kind to me, and we love each other as brothers." The people were not so bad that they could be cruel to the poor slave now. "Live and be free," they cried. "Live and be free," they cried. "Live and be free. Live and be free," others cried. "Let the lion go free too. Give both of them their liberty." And so Androcles was set free and the lion was given to him. for his own, and they lived together in Rome for many years.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is Lantern. I am Beta, and I'm at your service. This is Arab English Radio. A new day, a new perspective, a new story, and a new conclusion from another perspective. So, kindness is love. Love is kindness. You know, love is kindness. It's being selfless, caring, compassionate, and unconditionally kind. Exactly like love. It takes practice to understand and feel it. We share love with others through kind acts such as a smile, a nice word, and an unexpected deed or a planned surprise. When we offer these acts to others, we make people feel good. We pass along hope. We promote peace. We show the power of kindness. And at last, kindness is grace. As you know, we are humans, and therefore we make mistakes. We can be kind in our response to ourselves and others when those mistakes occur. This means thinking before speaking, forgiving before seeking revenge, and thinking about long-term relationships instead of short-term pride. And exactly we saw that things in the story, the long-term impact of kindness. It is exactly the expression of kindness is grace. So, in this part, we're going to go through a beautiful poem in Persian poetry, which is تو نیکی میکنو در دجله انداز خداوند در بیابان دهد باز. I don't want to translate this poem, and I want to recite and narrate a story for you. Then we're going to translate and define this beautiful poem for you, dear listeners. Let's go for this story. Mutawakkil was a king who ruled in ancient times. He had a son named Fatah. One day, Mutawakkil decided to teach Fat how to swim. So he sent him to the river with some skilled swimmers to teach him how to swim. But a waterfall was too fast, and Fat was carried away. The news reached Mutawakkil's ears, and he made him so upset. So he said that whoever brings me the Fat, I will give him many rewards. And he said that I will not eat until the day you don't bring fat for me.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
On the other hand, Fat tried his best to reach a hole in the water, and he said that he should wait until he sees what God wants. He was hopeful here. After 7 days, the swimmers found Fat and brought him safely to Mutawakkil. Mutawakkil gave them reward and ordered the servants to bring food for Fat. But Fat said, I'm full. Mutawakkil said, how full are you? But what have you eaten in these 7 days? Fat said, every day a number of loaves of bread came on the water with the inscription Muhammad ibn al-Husayn al-Askaf written on them. So, Mutawakkil said, how can I believe that? We have to find this person. And then they announced these to all the people. And a day, this man was found and said that it was me. Mutawakkil said, how can I believe you? The man said, because I write on the bread, Muhammad ibn al-Husayn al-Askaf. Mutawakkil said, why are you doing this? The man said, I have heard that they say that you do good and God will return it in difficult times. I'm also a poor man and I had nothing but bread. So I threw the bread into the river. Mutavaka said, now you will see the answer of your good deeds. And he gave him 5 lands, and he and his sons started farming on the lands and gaining a lot of wealth. This was a beautiful story about being kind to each other in Persian poems. And about the poem I narrated for you, the meaning of that was you have to good an act of kindness and you will see that God will return your kindness in the future. It was all for the aspect of kindness in this story, which we have to know that we all have a short life in this life. This is not all. We can be kind to each other without any expectation. And another aspect of the story was about freedom and slavery. Slavery and enslavement are both the state and the condition of being a slave, who is someone forbidden to quit serving an enslaver, and is treated by the enslaver as property. Hopefully, in modern world, we don't see such a thing, but we have been enslaved by many things in our lives. Don't forget that. We are human beings, and human beings are free. One of the most important blessings that God has blessed us with is freedom. We are free to be kind and give this beautiful kindness to the world. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. I bid you farewell and I leave you in the warm embrace of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.